Hey everyone, welcome back to the Deep Dive.
Yeah.
Today we're going to be taking a look at a really interesting guy, Ocean Duran.
Yeah.
You sent us a couple blog posts from him, both from May 16, 2010.
Right.
Called Inspirations in Motion. And they're really fascinating glimpses into this guy's mind. He's a singer, a dancer, an actor, a businessman, and even delves into some unexplained encounters, let's just say.
Oh.
So this is going to be quite a deep dive.
Yeah, it looks like a really interesting mix of topics.
It really is. And one of the things that I found really interesting is how he uses this idea of remixing music.
Yes.
As a metaphor for understanding so many different things.
Yeah, he really seems to see remixing as this kind of fundamental principle that can be applied to like everything.
Yeah.
Like he talks about how breaking down and reconstructing music helps him to understand complex concepts.
Right.
Like structured plans, even ethical practices in business.
So it's like he's saying we can remix our thinking, but what does that actually look like in practice?
I mean, could we take a business model and rework it to be more sustainable or more ethical? Is that kind of what he's getting at?
I think so. Yeah. It seems like he's suggesting that remixing isn't just limited to music.
Yeah.
It's a way of deconstructing and then reconstructing any kind of idea in any field.
Interesting.
And he sees this like really strong connection between the skills you need to create a good remix and the structured ethical approach that's required in business.
So instead of just accepting a business model as it is, we should be asking, can we break this down?
Yeah.
Can we rearrange the elements, add something new to make it better?
Exactly. It's about taking those core components of an idea.
Okay.
And understanding, like, what's the essence of this idea?
Mm-hmm.
And then rebuilding it in a way that aligns with, like, your own values and goals.
And it gets even more interesting, I think, when he starts talking about his own personal journey.
Yes.
He describes this period of intense unfamiliarity, maybe triggered by some personal challenges.
Yeah.
And even hints at encounters with things he couldn't quite explain.
Wow.
It's almost like he stepped into another dimension for a bit.
It does sound like he went through a really transformative period.
It does.
Like this time of real uncertainty that really forced him to reevaluate his priorities.
Yeah.
And it seems like that's what ultimately reignited his artistic muse.
Like he tapped into some kind of primal survival instinct.
Right.
And found creative expression as a way to cope and make sense of his experiences.
Exactly. And I think that's something that we can all relate to on some level.
It makes you wonder though, right?
Yeah.
What are the things in our own lives that kind of push us out of our comfort zones?
Hmm.
And how can we, like Ocean Duran, kind of use those experiences to fuel our own creativity?
Right.
And build resilience?
Absolutely.
I mean, he even draws a fascinating parallel.
Yes.
Between this period and the biblical book of Ecclesiastes.
Oh, that's an interesting connection.
Okay, now that's unexpected.
Yeah.
Ecclesiastes and remixing.
Right.
How does that work?
Well, he sees Ecclesiastes as advocating for what he calls sound doctrine.
Hmm.
Which is essentially taking existing ideas
and
presenting them in a fresh, relevant way for like a modern audience.
Okay.
He believes that Ecclesiastes isn't about like blindly accepting tradition, but rather about finding new meaning in this age-old wisdom.
So it's like he's remixing the Bible itself.
Exactly.
Taking these ancient texts and finding these new layers of meaning that resonate with his own life and experiences.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
And he takes this concept even further by connecting it to his music.
Okay.
He talks about his remix of the song Zombie Jamboree in various musical genres.
Right.
As a concrete example of how a single idea can be explored and expressed in a multitude of ways.
So he's taking this familiar song.
Yeah.
And instead of just copying it, he's deconstructing it.
Right.
Finding the essence of the song and then rebuilding it in a completely new genre.
Exactly. And through that process, he's shown that like that core concept, the essence of the song.
Yeah.
Remains intact even as the style and the presentation changes dramatically.
That's really fascinating.
Yeah. It's a really cool illustration of how remixing can breathe new life into existing ideas.
And he's not just doing this for his own amusement, right?
No, definitely not.
He wants to share this unique perspective with the world.
Yeah.
He talks about using his art to remonstrate the inner workings of society and culture.
That's right. It's like he's using his art as this platform for social commentary, a way to spark conversations and challenge conventional thinking.
So he's not just entertaining, he's really engaging with the world.
Exactly.
And inviting others to join him in this exploration of ideas.
Absolutely.
It's incredible how he blends his personal journey, his spiritual beliefs and this philosophy of remixing into this cohesive whole.
It really is.
And it all seems to stem from this period of uncertainty, this encounter with the unexplained.
Yeah, that seems to have been a real turning point for him.
Yeah.
That's what makes Ocean Duran so compelling, I think.
Yeah.
He's not afraid to delve into, like, the mysteries of life.
Yeah.
To question the status quo and to share his discoveries with the world.
Yeah.
Even if they challenge conventional wisdom.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground already.
We have.
Remixing as a way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Ocean Moran's personal journey, his unique interpretation of Ecclesiastes, and his desire to use art to spark conversations and challenge assumptions.
Yeah.
But we're just scratching the surface.
I know, right?
There's so much more to unpack in these blog posts.
Absolutely.
In his second post, he delves even deeper into his personal experiences, sharing some truly fascinating insights into his spiritual journey and his encounters with the unexplained.
This could be good.
Okay, so in this next blog post, Ocean Duran gets really personal. He talks about living as a house guest, but then hints that the other residents might not have been, well, human. He even mentions, like, potential visions.
Okay.
Or supernatural interaction.
Interesting.
It's like something out of a Twilight Zone episode.
It does sound a little spooky. But what's really fascinating is how he connects this experience to his creative process.
Right.
It's almost like encountering the unexplained pushed him even further outside his comfort zone.
Right.
Forced him to question his perceptions of reality and seek answers in these, like, really unconventional ways.
Yeah. And get this, he actually compares his experience to the sirens in Greek mythology. You know, those enchanting creatures that lured sailors to their deaths with their irresistible song?
With their beautiful voices. Yeah.
That's a pretty powerful analogy.
It is, isn't it?
So the siren song represents temptation, something that's alluring but ultimately destructive.
Yeah.
It seems like Ocean Duran might be drawing a parallel between the sirens and the pressures of society. Those expectations that can pull us off course and lead us astray from our true path.
So it's like he's saying, don't be seduced by what society tells you you should be.
Right.
You know, listen to your own inner voice.
Yeah.
Your own muse.
Your own muse.
Even if it leads you down a less conventional path.
And this ties back to his earlier concept of remixing.
Yes.
He's not rejecting the wisdom of the past.
Right.
But he's also not blindly following it.
Yeah.
He's taking those foundational elements, questioning them, filtering them through his own experiences, and creating something entirely new.
I love that.
He even admits that some people might judge him.
Yeah.
For his experiences, for his unconventional views.
You know, for being different.
Yeah, for being different. Mm-hmm. But he embraces that.
He does.
He's not afraid to stand out from the crowd.
Exactly.
It's incredibly inspiring.
It really is.
It's a testament to his authenticity
and
his commitment to his own truth.
Right. He's not trying to please everyone. He's focused on expressing his unique perspective.
Right.
Even if it means challenging the status quo.
And through this whole journey, his faith seems to be a constant guiding him, inspiring him.
Right.
It's like his spirituality is woven into the fabric of his creativity.
That's a beautiful way to put it.
It is.
It's as if, like, his artistic expression is a form of spiritual exploration, a way of connecting with something larger than himself.
Right.
And finding meaning in the complexities of human existence.
He even offers some, like, practical advice.
Oh, really?
For aspiring artists and creators.
Okay.
He emphasizes the importance of making the sell, which I think means, like, understanding the business side of things.
Right. The practicality.
Yeah, knowing how to market yourself and your work.
That's so important.
It is.
It's not enough to just create.
Right.
You have to know how to share your creations with the world.
Yeah.
How to connect with an audience.
How to build a following.
He also stresses the importance of constant learning.
Of always seeking out new knowledge and inspiration.
Yeah.
He seems to believe that creativity is a lifelong journey.
Yeah.
Not a destination.
Not a destination.
It's about staying curious.
Yeah.
Exploring different perspectives and continuously expanding your horizons.
And he even suggested, like, the process of learning itself, you know, struggling and overcoming challenges.
Yeah.
Is just as valuable as the end product.
So we see this fascinating blend of personal experiences, philosophical musings,
mm-hmm.
spiritual insights,
yeah.
and even practical advice, all coming together to form this unique tapestry that is Ocean Duran.
That's really impressive.
It is. But I have to ask, what's the key takeaway here?
That's a good question.
What's the message he wants to leave us with?
I think it boils down to this. Embrace your individuality.
Okay.
Challenge conventions.
Mm-hmm.
And use your unique voice to create something meaningful in the world.
Powerful stuff.
It is. And whether it's through art, music, business, or any other form of expression,
right.
We all have the potential to remix our experiences and our knowledge
uh-huh.
into something extraordinary.
Yeah.
And I think Ocean Duran reminds us that the act of creation itself is a form of remixing.
Okay.
Taking the raw materials of our lives
yeah.
and shaping them into something new.
Right.
Something that reflects our own unique perspective and adds to this ongoing conversation of human experience.
You know, it's amazing how he weaves together so many different threads. His personal struggles, artistic passions, spiritual beliefs, and this whole idea of remixing.
Yeah, it's really quite remarkable.
It's like he's created a whole new language for understanding the world.
What strikes me is his vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he doesn't shy away from sharing his doubts, his fears, even these encounters with the unexplained.
Right.
And it just makes him so relatable.
Yeah.
So human. He's not presenting himself as like this guru with all the answers.
Right.
He's right there with us, figuring things out as he goes along.
And that's what makes his message so powerful. He's not preaching from a mountaintop. He's inviting us to join him on this journey
right.
of self-discovery and creative exploration.
Yeah.
He's saying, hey, life is messy. It's full of unexpected twists and turns.
Mm-hmm.
But we can use those experiences to fuel our creativity, to find meaning, to make something beautiful out of the chaos.
Exactly. And he's not just talking the talk. He's walking the walk.
Yeah.
He's out there remixing music, pushing yes. boundaries, challenging conventions,
right.
inspiring others to do the same.
It's really inspiring.
He's living proof that it's possible to create a life that's both meaningful and fulfilling.
Yeah.
Even if it doesn't fit neatly into society's predefined boxes.
And he even encourages us to take a closer look at the book of Ecclesiastes, which, let's be honest, isn't exactly known for being light reading.
Right. Not exactly a beach read.
But he finds this profound connection between Ecclesiastes and the act of remixing this idea of finding new life in old wisdom.
It's like he's saying, don't just accept things at face value.
Right.
Dig deeper, question your assumptions, and find your own personal connection
yeah.
to these ideas that have shaped human history.
And that's the beauty of remixing, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's not about discarding the past. It's about building upon it.
Exactly.
Taking those foundational elements mm-hmm. and creating something new that reflects our own unique perspectives and experiences.
It's like taking a classic recipe and adding your own personal twist.
Yeah.
You're honoring the original while also making it your own.
I like that.
And in the process, you're adding to the culinary landscape. You're enriching it with your own unique flavors.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of Ocean Duran,
okay,
let's circle back to that thought-provoking question you posed earlier.
Oh, yes. If we view our own lives as a remix, what source material are we drawing from?
Mm.
What experiences, beliefs, and values are shaping our unique sound?
Yeah.
And what kind of impact do we want to make on the world with our own personal remix?
That's a great question.
It is something to really think about.
It is something to think about, and it's a question that can really guide us as we kind of navigate our own creative journeys, our mm-hmm. own personal growth,
mm-hmm.
and our contributions to the world around us.
Absolutely. And remember, just like a good remix, life is full of unexpected twists and turns.
Yeah.
Embrace the challenges, stay curious,
yeah.
and never stop exploring the possibilities.
Great advice.
Who knows what amazing creations you might bring to life.
Well, thanks for joining us on this incredible deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
We hope you've been as inspired by Ocean Duran's story as we have.
I know I have.
And till next time, keep remixing your life into something truly extraordinary.